Country Club FM.
Tommy asked for the kazoo, so here you go. Name this tune.
You got me. Let it snow, let it snow,
there
let
you
it
go.
Snow.
Ding right. Dong.
Took me a while.
All right. Thank you very much. It is the Almanac, Bob. Neil is not here. He's going to be on the Fox 9 Buzz in the 9 o'clock hour. And then I think he's sticking around. He's going to do a cooking segment on the Jason Show.
Oh, boy. Tom.
So
he's going to do the eating segment.
Well, that's a better segment right there. Today is Friday, November 29th, 333rd day of the year. 32 days left to go, only 32. This is as late as Thanksgiving can be. Yesterday's Thanksgiving can't be any later than the 28th because your Saturday's got to be in November for it to be a Thanksgiving Thursday. So it's pretty late, isn't it?
All the more reason to buy your stocking stuffers right here at Bob FM.
Minnesota Country Salute CD?
Yes, sir.
Listen for a Bob Almanac quiz because Disney on Ice tickets up for grabs here today. 1890 this day, the first ever Army-Navy football game. That must be coming up here. Is it this upcoming weekend? Or next weekend, Army-Navy? I've been focusing on that too much. But Navy won the first one, 24-0. Over Army, 1890. I'd like to see, can you do a quick fact check? Who leads the all-time series in the Army-Navy game?
I have no idea.
No. Can you do a fact check? Can you do a little Google search on that?
Let me see what I can do.
Okay, try it. A patent, our patent of the day, Tom. You always love our patents of the day, 1890. I just assume that you do. What's that sound?
A rotary phone.
Yeah. What's that sound?
I remember it well.
Yeah, the rotary phone was patented on this date. The rotary dial, 1892, brings back memories with the clicking. And then if you got on the phone, you had a party line, and somebody was already dialing, you'd hear the clicking going on. That was 1892. 1922, big day in Egypt. The King Tut tomb, King Tutankhamun, his tomb was open for the first time in, like, whatever it was, 2,000 years? 2,500? I hope they had some Febreze. 1922. In 75, Bill Gates adopted the name Microsoft for the company that he and Paul Allen had formed. They were writing that basic computer language for the Altair.
Did you get some of that first stock, Jim?
You know, it would have been a good thing. Would have been a good idea. At 5 years old, I was in the stock game. I was calling my broker and, you know, buying and trading and selling and things like that. You know, you're looking at futures and pork bellies and all that stuff. But I missed out on the Microsoft thing in 75. And that was unfortunate. So I'm sure they had no idea at the time when they named their company Microsoft what it would turn into.
We all hope and dream.
1981, this was in the news.
Natalie Wood. Her body was found floating in the water yesterday off Santa Catalina Island in California. The initial investigation shows the 43-year-old film star apparently drowned after falling from an inflatable dinghy on her way to shore from the family yacht anchored in Isthmus Cove.
Why was she in that inflatable dinghy? That was the question everybody wanted to know. Robert Wagner, her husband, was there, and there were questions of impropriety and maybe foul play, but it was never proven. Natalie Wood, dead this day, 1981. Do you remember that, Tom Lyons?
I remember it well. I don't. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
No.
They're still asking questions
today.
They
are still asking questions. It is still kind of a, I don't want to say it's a cold case, but it's still something that, a mystery that people still want to find out the answer to. Maybe. 1991. How about this? 164-car pileup. On the I-5 in Coalinga, California. There was a dust storm. 17 people killed when 164 vehicles piled up on this date, 1991. 2004.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to unveil a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for Godzilla.
It's about time. That Godzilla got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame 2004.
Please welcome our honored guest, Godzilla.
You celebrated that day, Jim.
Yeah. A lot of people with cameras running away as we speak. Here he comes. Godzilla. Now, if Godzilla gets one, I mean, you got to give one to Rodan, Mothra,
Neil.
Monster Zero. Neil Freeman.
Yeah, Neil Freeman.
He's been known to trample a Japanese town or two.
We'll put him in for a nomination.
2 years ago.
This is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards.
And as a result, he was fired on this day. He was on the Today Show one day. Gone the next.
Shocking,
2017.
It
certainly was. Matt Lauer, this day 2 years ago. Let's move on to birthdays now today. The great Vin Scully.
And the 2-1 pitch to the Minnesota center fielder is driven to deep left center field. Back goes Keith Mitchell. It is gone. Home run, Puckett. And Scully Liebrand has turned the lights out in the Metrodome again.
What a find. I'd never heard the Vin Scully call of Kirby Puckett's Game 6 home run in the 91 World Series. I'd never heard it. I've heard John Gordon. I've heard, of course, Jack Butt. You know, Jack Buck, we'll see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night. That's
and
the
we'll
famous
see you,
one.
You know, that one. But Vin Scully obviously was working national radio. He was working national radio on whatever network it was. And he called that Kirby. That's the first time I've ever heard that in, you know, 27, 28 years.
Think maybe he's working all the time, every day, somewhere?
Vin Scully, 92. I think he's finally retired. He scaled back his games. He was only working some home games. But he'll do a guest spot, like the last year or so will come on. He still sounds as sharp as a tack. Vin Scully is 92 here today. Not enough O's and smooth to describe Chuck Mangione. Because it feels so good. Playing his flugelhorn. Have you ever played a flugelhorn?
I can't say that I have.
No.
I wouldn't recognize it either.
It looks like kind of if a trumpet and a French horn mated and had offspring. So he is 79 today. No relation to Roger Miller.
Oh, I got old floors to wax and scrub, and there's a dirty old ring in the tub.
I'll get a
maid someday, but till then I'm queen of the house.
She was the queen of the house. That was her answer to King of the Road. Jody Miller. Again, same last name, but no relation. It was just a coincidence. Jody Miller, happy birthday. She is 78 today.
How can I be sure? In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
One of the singers from the Rascals and the Young Rascals, Felix Cavalieri. How can I be sure? 77 today. That's good music right there from the 60s. You grew up on that, Tom. You remember that?
I remember it, but not with the, accompanied by the kazoo.
No, that was a special treat.
Very good, though.
77
good.
Today.
Call me Susie Chapstick.
Hey, Susie Chapstick.
This is real Chapstick weather, so Chapstick is the only name for me.
Chapstick lip balm.
Have we had Chapstick weather yet, Tom?
We are there.
Susie Chapstick, Susie Chaffee, who was an Olympic skier and then became the spokesperson for Chapstick. It was a natural combination, wasn't it? To pair her with Chapstick. She's 73 today. The King.
So if Andy Kaufman wants to live out his fantasy of being a wrestler, I can let him live that out real easily, Lance. If he would ever once step into a wrestling ring with a man, you would see what it would be like to be a wrestler, and it would end your fantasies and end your dreams in just about 30 seconds, and you would never want to be in a wrestling ring again.
When he was on Letterman with Kaufman, what kind of man are you? Jerry Lawler is 70. He was the King, and he put Memphis wrestling on the map. No doubt about that. He's 70 here today. Joel Coen of the Coen Brothers. They're from here, Twin Cities, Minnesota. Just a few movies that you might recognize. Fargo, No Country for Old Men, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Big Lebowski, Raising Arizona. They did the new True Grit. The Coen brothers, Joel Coen, is 65. Howie Mandel, he's somewhere, someplace, putting a surgical glove over his head and blowing it up with his nose. That was his patented move, his signature move. He was on St. Elsewhere, and he's a judge on America's Got Talent. Your thoughts on Howie Mandel, Tom Lyons?
You know, everybody's got to be known for something. Exactly. I'm glad I'm not known for that.
Howie Mandel, 64. Don Cheadle.
If we can do this, you know, go back in time, why don't we just find baby Thanos, you know, and...
It's a big day for the Marvel Cinematic Universe because we got a number of Marvel birthdays today. There's Don Cheadle, War Machine. He's Rhodey. He is 55. Jonathan Knight. New Kids on the Block. They kind of invented the whole boy band genre. And for that, we are a better society, I think. Right, Tom?
Yeah, if you say so, Jim, I'll go along with that one.
And it gave Mark Wahlberg's brother Donnie something to do. Jonathan Knight is 51. Gina Lee Nolan. Bouncing along on the beach. Saving lives and looking good doing it on Baywatch. You know what I'm talking about, Tom.
I'm trying to catch up, Jim.
Gina Lee Nolan is 48. You know, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys sang like backup. One of the backup singers on this theme for Baywatch. There's some trivia for you. Might use it as a trivia as a quiz at the end. I don't know. Anna Faris from Mom today.
Right there. That's where my dream comes from. You never, ever have my back. You always put your needs ahead of mine.
Well, I certainly hope the salmon is more satisfying than your apology. Don't growl, sweetheart. It's not very ladylike.
She's also a mom because she has a child. She's Anna Faris. She's 43. And speaking of Marvel, the guy who is our Black Panther.
Move, Captain. I won't ask a second time.
Chadwick Boseman. That was a groundbreaking role, no doubt. Black Panther, Marvel Cinematic Universe. He has more movies coming his way. He is 42. That's your cue, Tom. Take it away. The Gones But Not Forgottens.
All right, Gons were not forgotten. I got big shoes to fill here for Neil. We'll see what we can do.
Leave his shoes? He usually leaves barefoot.
Well, there's something I'm tripping over here. I'm not sure what it is. I haven't looked. We start off with Louisa May Alcott, born 1832, been best remembered for the novel Little Women. We don't have anything to go with that one. We're not any clips on there.
No, we don't have the maybe from a middle school production of Little Woman. All right. Little Women, but there was only one. It was a all boys. It didn't work well because it was an all boys school.
And the Little House on the Prairie was Little Women, but we didn't catch that one.
No.
So we'll keep moving here. We got a Hall of Fame country singer Merle Travis.
Love is a burning thing. It makes a fiery ring.
So he wrote this, co-wrote this with June Carter. Better known for his songwriting than his singing, but he's the other Merle.
Born in 1917. Didn't know we were going to be accompanied by the kazoo all day, but that's good work, Jim.
You asked for it.
I asked for it, so we'll keep it going on. We've got former ABC newscaster Frank Reynolds.
He was wounded. My God. He was... the president was hit. He is in stable condition. All this information, the president was hit.
As it was happening, and Frank Reynolds in real time with real emotion reacting to that news, Tom.
That intense report from him. He's born in 1923. And we have former French president Jacques Chirac, born in 1952. And we want to move on to the Mamas and the Papas.
Monday.
So good to me.
Mamas and Papas, Jim.
Oh, yeah. My mom had the albums. California Dream and the whole thing.
Great music. Great.
Denny Doherty.
Emmy Award winning actor Gary Shandling.
I'm a single guy. I don't know how to relate to this too well, you know, and the baby's crawling around on the carpet, and this baby loads up his diaper, you know, and I'm sitting there, you know, and the mother comes over and says, "Isn't that adorable? Brandon made a gift for Daddy." Now, I'm figuring this guy's got to be real easy to shop for on Father's Day.
He was a funny guy. We miss him. Speaking of Marvel, he played the senator in the bad Senator Hail Hydra in the Marvel movies, too. So it's Marvel all over the place. You're a big Marvel fan, aren't you?
I watched as many of those as I can. That Black Panther was quite a movie.
It was.
Yeah, Gary was born in 1949, and on behalf of Neil, I want to say that's all we have, but they are
They're all gone, but not forgotten. Thank you, Tom. Good job. Very nice sitting in here today, filling in. Our quiz for the day today is it's going to have to do with the theme song to Baywatch. Gina Lee Nolan, 48 today, Baywatch. There is a certain person from a certain group that sang backup and was one of the backup singers for the Baywatch theme. That was the lead singer was Peter Cetera. And who was that? And even if it's kind of tough, then we might just take the group. But who was that singer, bass singer? I'll give you a little bit of a clue. Bass singer who sang backup on the Baywatch theme. And, you know, the first caller to call in with the correct answer will win the Disney on Ice tickets coming to the XL Energy Center Thursday, December 5th through Sunday, December 8th. As we like to say, Tom, good luck.
Good luck. Now, is Neil eligible today because he wasn't here?
You know what? I think we'd have to look and see. There might be what do you say when there's something in a contract that there might be a loophole?
A little restriction.
Might be
that.
A loophole that, yes, indeed, he could win.
Of course, he may be busy on TV over at
the channel.
He
could be as well. Very busy. So he won't look busy, but he will be. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon, Tom Lyons, with Ricky Van Shelton, Crime of Passion, Sarah Evans, The Suds Are in the Bucket, or Tim McGraw, My Next 30 Years?
Oh, My Next 30 Years is the one I want to hear.
Thanks for coming in, Tom.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks to everybody at Bob FM for supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and Tribute to the Troops with
Happy.
Volume number 6, Minnesota Country Salute CD. Get it for your stockings.
Happy holidays.
KDDG Albany.